On May 1st, 1903, Giovanni Fattori lost his life companion, Mariana Begazzi. It was a deep, unhealable wound. In a letter written that same day, he called her an angel, all heart, all virtue, all love. Overwhelmed by grief, the old master swore to return to Livorno never again, the city where every corner spoke of her, where every stone was a living memory. Yet, a few weeks later, something changed. A great national exhibition was being organized in Livorno, remembered in its abbreviated form as the Reunited Exhibitions, held in the modern Benci schools. The artistic committee had decided to honor Fattori specifically with an entire room dedicated to him. He was the only one among the invited painters to have received such a tribute. At first, he was reluctant. Then he wrote to his friend Michele.
I decided to accept the honor my birth city offers me. This invitation and the privilege of granting me alone a room to display all my patches, it moved me.
Fattori sent crates from Florence, drawings, etchings, sketches, pastels, while works held by collectors were gathered together in Livorno. And he returned. He returned to Livorno. Perhaps in time for the sober and unadorned inauguration on the 24th of August. But inside that room, for the first time, a unified vision of his work took shape. The painter remained in the city until the end of September. He welcomed and accompanied dignitaries, such as the great Pietro Mascagni. He served on the jury and the commission. He was at the center of the scene, a living witness to an art that had changed the vision of an era. His participation finally earned him the long-awaited recognition.
I had the satisfaction of being admired by the youth, who spared no one. Things went fairly well for me as I sold to the king and to a lady from Livorno, altogether about 500 lire.
Yes, the king purchased one of his works, Encampment, an important, solemn recognition. The location for the event was the Benci schools, designed by the architect Angiolo Badaloni, the modern heart of a Livorno that knew how to honor its sons. The same place hosted other important events, from the 1,898 tribute to the sculptor Paolo Emilio Demi, to the Donatello exhibition of 1,909, and the Great National Art Exhibition of 1,921. And there, within the walls of a classroom transformed into a gallery, Giovanni Fattori realized that grief could also give way to gratitude, and that his city, despite everything, would never forget him.